This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 28th. God's word to you today is quality check. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13, 14, and 16. And it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." The quality of your work can speak for you in places and ways that you cannot even speak for yourself. God wants us to work so that we can be examples to others. Remember Daniel. He was not going around with a megaphone preaching Jehovah. It was the quality that spoke for Daniel, and it was this same quality that spoke for Joseph. God wants us to work in a way that our work will be an example to others. So the question to you is this: is your organization better off without you? When your work is quality, and you are adding value to the organization, you will not need to worry about job security. This same principle applies even to those in business. A business that has satisfied customers would not have to worry about market security. When I was in paid employment, the organization I was working with decided to let go of some managers. But I was not worried, and you know why? There were 5 senior managers that report to the CEO, and my department was making 80% of the company's revenue. When your work is excellent, you do not need to worry. We must confront ourselves with the question: if you are taken out of your department or organization, will the organization be better off, or will it fill the vacuum immediately? If your business is removed from the industry, will your customers miss it, or will it be like the business never ever existed? As a Christian, as a church, as a leader, if you are displaced or removed, will people miss you? We must keep learning and engaging and trust that God will help us in Jesus' name. But we need to ask ourselves these tough questions. God wants you to be the salt and light in your office. Let it be impossible for your world to cope without you, just like it is with light and salt. We spend most of our time at the offices, and it is for that very reason that God has strategically planted us there. Your workplace is the most strategic place to reach people that are far from God. Where do you put light? In a dark room, and salt brings taste to the soup. God has put you where you are for a reason. Let us pray. Father, because you have called me salt and light, so shall it be concerning me, in Jesus' name. Let my life be fashioned after your word, in Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.